In the tree line, beyond the open sward at the abbey's south wall, vermin lay watching and listening. A ferret named Raddy nudged her mate, eyeing Redwall enviously.
What I wouldn't give to be living in there, eh? A nice little pond, an orchard full of fruit, and woodland who's cooking up all those good victuals.
Her mate Dacklaw nodded agreement.
Aye, they must have a big cooking place in there. When the breeze was right, I could smell bread baking. Pies and cakes too. I had to quit sniffing to stop me guts rumbling and growling. Redwall must be a rare old place, mates.
A young stoat named Lobby piped up.
Well, why don't we climb over the wall and slay them all? Except them the cooks. They're only woodlanders, aren't they? We're ravagers.
A voice, low and menacing, silenced further talk.
Don't turn around. Keep looking straight ahead. I'm right behind you, carrying my sword.
It could be only one creature. Their commander's wilt the shade. How long had he been eavesdropping on them? Any beast who had spoken swallowed nervously, hoping they'd not condemn themselves at loose talk. Zwilt was merciless. There would be no running or hiding from him. Many vermin were of the opinion that it was not wise to even think the wrong thing in his presence. Dacklaw the ferret, who was group leader, ventured a reply.
So, we're just watching the place as you ordered. Any beast who steps outside those walls will be trapped and captured by us. That was what ye wanted, eh, Lord?
Swilt moved swift and silent. Raddy felt him standing alongside her. The hairs bristled upon her neck. She held her breath, not knowing what to expect. The dead black eyes of Zwilt swept over the vermin band. He hissed scornfully.
Idiots! You haven't the brain of a worm betwixt you. Listen to me and learn. Redwall Abbey must never be touched. You don't have to understand that. Just obey it. Leave the thinking to those with brains. Clear?
Their heads bobbed in silent unison. Raddy was about to relax when she felt the broadsword at her neck. Swilt watched her throat pulsing against the blade's edge. He leaned close to the terror-stricken ferret, taunting her.
You, what have you got to say for yourself?
Raddy's voice was reduced to a fearful whimper.
Nothing, Lord.
It was one way of instilling obedience into others. Zwilt persisted with his torment of Raddy.
Only dead beasts have nothing to say. You're not a dead beast, are you?
He uttered a low chuckle as he watched her striving to think of the right reply. But she had lost the power of speech. Keeping the broadsword at her neck, he turned his attention to Dacklaw, knowing that he was Raddy's mate.
You tell me, is she a dead beast?
Dacklaw knew what to say.
Aye, she is, sire, unless she lives only to serve you.
With eye-blaring speed, Zwilt swept the sword at Dacklaw's head, stopping its point a hair's breadth from his eyeball. The sable enjoyed seeing the fear of death in others. Dacklaw was open-mouthed, rigid with naked fright. Zwilt returned the weapon to his belt casually.
A good answer, my friend. Very good.
He paced quietly backward until he was behind the group. None dared turn to see where he was. Again he spoke to Dacklaw.
If no beast has left the abbey by sunset, then split your force into four groups. You watch the front gates from the ditch on the west side. The others can take up positions where they can see the three small wall gates. Until then, stay here and keep your eyes on that building.